Morgan, California.
Hi, Morgan. How are you?
I'm okay. We got service back now, so I'm fine.
Oh, no one has a sense of humor?
Muted. Unmuted.
Sorry, I should try something here.
Are you on a different phone tonight, Ice? You really sound different.
I'm on the same phone. But you might hear me sideways because I laid the phone flat on its side.
Just don't put it upside down. You'll kill us all.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Kathy in Northern California.
I hear Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And this is Ron from Mountain Grove.
Right.
Oh, man, if you say one letter, I recognize you. Thank you for being on. And you too, Kathy. Also welcome all those who joined in through
Thank
PBS
you.
Radio online. It's about 6 o'clock now, and I think we had come in. Welcome, everybody. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi, Francis from Concord, California.
Hi, Francis. How are you doing?
Very good.
Hi.
Good evening. Hi, Joel in Chicago.
Hi, Joel. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for being here.
It's Doug from Concord, Chicago.
Who was that? Sorry. Crackly voice.
Yeah, Stephen Fleischer.
Hi, Steve. How you doing, man?
Doing well.
All right.
Michael Mobile.
Hey, Michael Mobile. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Don from Brexel.
Hi,
everybody.
Oh, Don from Brexel. Welcome to the call.
Hey, this is Don from Superior.
Don from Superior. This is the third Don. Welcome, Don.
Hey, hi.
Hello.
Hi, I think I know what Dave was talking about, why you sounded different.
What do you think he's talking about?
You're muffled.
Muffled?
Yeah. Sounds like part of the mic. It's a CB term. It's called muffled, and people would say, would you like some salt and pepper with that mic? You know,
okay.
That's kind of just throwing it out there. Sorry.
I appreciated it.
He was nice and clear.
Yes. Some of us are and some of us aren't. Go figure.
I agree with that. You sound very muffled.
Why has modern technology fixed all these audio problems?
I don't know.
Oh, it's probably just the interference with the government monitoring.
There you go.
Everybody, this is Gary from Los Angeles.
Hey, Gary, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you this evening?
Fantastic, man. Thanks for.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, when?
Is Daphne on the line?
No, she. No, I have not seen her.
Yes, I am.
Oh, she's
right.
Good.
Are you okay?
I just called her. I kept getting a busy signal. Okay, let me get.
She's on the line.
She's here. She is.
Are you a moderator, Daphne? Hi, Terry.
Hi. I actually don't have the moderator code because our master didn't have it when I called
her 3 minutes ago. You know what? She's blaming me. This is the fourth week I've had to give her the conference call.
The question is she right?
I just think it's funny that you don't have to have the code.
Maybe try the Da Vinci Code instead.
This is why we
maybe you're the Benjamin Franklin Code.
Would that put a key on the end of a kite?
Daphne, can I call you now and give it to you?
Yes, I'll hang up my thinking.
You're on the 448, right?
I am on the
Yes, but does it end with an 8?
7448,
yes. Okay, I'll call you.
Hi, this is Cecil in Mount Lake Terrace.
Sounds like somebody's getting strangled.
Better than being
homeless.
Hi, Cecil. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening. Would you like to see your name and city?
Hi, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hi, Chris. Hello,
hey,
Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy in Peoria also. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. I'm good.
Good.
Hello, would you like to see your name and city?
Getting really muffled.
Hello there, would you like to see your name and city? There's background noise, which when we mute everybody, it will go away.
Okay.
That's our famous peanut butter chomper.
Right. Hello there, would you like to see your name and city?
Hi, this is Edna. I'm from Washington.
Hi, Edna.
I think we just heard Harpo Marx say hello, too. Did you hear that sound that sounded like a New Year's Eve horn?
Yeah.
Good evening, Betty, in Mount Vernon, New York.
Hi, Judy.
This is a company.
Whoever's munching has got peanut butter and celery.
And Macintosh apples.
Okay. What do you think, Jerry? Should we get rid of them all?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
There's the peanut butter.
Hello. This is Lisa, San Francisco.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa. Okay, Lisa, we're muting you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Muted.
See that? Lisa is ahead of us, because she's ready. Now,
that's right. We aren't ready. We're never ready.
Yeah, we're the never ready batteries.
That's right. We just show up.
We better not put them on the market. Nobody would get them. The never ready battery show. Well, you know what? Everyone's telling me we got to start on time, Terry. We got to be more professional. I got to make my phone not screw up in the middle of things. So let me see. Let me just get rid of all the background noise. Welcome to everyone on BBS.
Recording went okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is Daphne back?
No, not yet. I have a problem over here. She'll be here shortly. Hold on.
Yeah. You made a mistake trying to change her. We should have just... we got Anna. Do I see Anna on there? Anna, I won't say her last name. I'm just muting you, okay? Hang on. Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
This is January 16th, 2013. And boy, does it take a lot of discipline to say 2013. Because I keep wanting to say 2012.
Hello?
And yes?
Guys?
Okay, sorry.
Daphne?
Hold on. Give me another minute.
I'm telling you, you made a mistake telling her to hang up. She's very ethereal. Okay. I'd like to start when Daphne is on the line, because I think she wants to participate tonight. And also, Terry has been tired and recuperating, so it's good to share the responsibilities. You know, Terry, when you channel, and everybody's different, but when you channel, does it make you tired?
Well, it depends, because in channeling, it's like I'm with the Elohim and we go different places. And sometimes we're in places where it just takes a lot of my energy. For instance, areas like the Louisiana sinkhole, it just grabs my energy and the slurp, and then I become really tired after that. But sometimes it's more energizing. It kind of depends upon
what the questions are, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you get on their airplane, and you end when we ask a question, they go there, and you're kind of riding on it. Would it be like that?
Yeah, I'm with them. I'm maybe in the sky overlooking New York City, or overlooking Tokyo, or you know, wherever, and overlooking the sinkhole, and I get the different perceptics of that. You know, if it's like the Gulf of Mexico in the middle of the Gulf oil spill, you know, then I start feeling nauseated or something. You know, interplaying with the surroundings.
So when we're on a Wednesday call and people ask questions, it's kind of like a potpourri. We don't know where we're going to end up, right?
Yeah, don't know where we're going to be going.
So the Wednesday calls can be not tiring or very tiring, right?
Yeah, or a mixture.
You know, at some of the calls, I remember there was this call with is Daphne back?
I am here.
Okay, well, we've been waiting for you, so I won't tell any more stories. People are saying, Wynn, shut up and let them do their thing. So, let's see. And we were just talking about being the never-ready crew, you know, the never-ready batteries.
Very cute.
Well.
But I think Terry is an ever-ready bunny.
Well, Terry.
Yeah.
I'll put you in the position of getting into the big trouble, okay? Are you ready?
Never ready, but go ahead.
How would you describe Daphne?
You should let Daphne describe Daphne.
Well, she just... Never mind. We'll skip that. Okay. All right. Folks, this is our little All in the Family from Other Dimensions segment, and we're going to start our questions. As you know, we are working with what we call group energies. And as you tune into these calls, you may start to notice that there's a quality that kind of comes into your space. It's like hard to describe until you experience it. But and I didn't know how this worked. I learned this from the emails that I got. I could feel it happen, but I didn't know everyone else was feeling it as well. So there's a quality that comes into your space which is uplifting, expanded, loving, and it's not me, it's us. We're creating a group energy on these calls, and our sources support, join, blend, connect with the group energy. So it brings a very magical potential experience that you may not experience the first time on the call. I've got emails from people that said, you know, I've been coming into the calls for 3 months, and I finally see what you mean. I got it. So in order to have that experience, you have to get yourself out of the way. You have to trust the circumstance. Sometimes you have to listen for a while to have trust. Just like a new friend, you don't necessarily trust them when the first time you meet them. So you have to talk to them and feel their sincerity over time. And then that energy comes in when you say, I really like that person. I trust them. And I'll talk to them about my issues. They won't judge me. And it's a similar thing that these sources in other dimensions, when I've asked them, they say they'd like to be our friend. But it's like because of who they are, it's rather special to have them as a friend because they can connect with you. You could connect with them. Anytime you can tune into them, you don't have to be in the physical with them. And so one of the things that helps to learn how to connect with them is the coming into these calls. And, you know, there's the illusion that you need to be on the call to make the connection, but that's not true. But the group energy that we have does help make the connection. So I have a little invocation. You know, the connection's already started. Many of you have been coming into the calls where you hit the ground running. You feel the energies. In fact, some of you have emailed me just as you start to anticipate the call. An hour, half hour before, your energy starts to shift because you see you're already connecting. You're already connecting in a group energy. And but we have a little invocation, which is like an invocation for this group energy to come in, and it helps some people tune up. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke, we're creating this, a group energy connection amongst all of us present. Now, I'm just wind speaking. This is like we're giving our high selves permission to join with everyone else on the line energetically. And we, while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And that means when we do this, we're not glomming, we're not stuck together. It's a free will choice of coming together. And we invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We're inviting them. We're asking, requesting to join us. And we're very specific that we want positive service to others, energies connected. We don't want service to self. And so we ask that. We could say we want all those sources operating in the Christed energies, you know, in different ways, but that's my way of saying it. And that anything not of that nature must leave now. I must leave now. And that means we're expanding our holograms. And as we do this, we're moving through realms which could have service to self in it. And we're making very clear that this space we're creating is moving right through that and anchoring way up at the positive. And anything that was already there in your space, we're asking it to be pushed out right now. That's why we do that invocation. And it's the strength of our intent that makes that real. It's not the words, but it's the intent that attaches to the words. And we have some great questions tonight, and there's more that came in while I was talking. And first question is from Dan Davis in McKenzie, Tennessee. And you know, I'll ask this one to Daphne. And we are told that we are continually creating our reality from instant to instant in a linear third density way. If this is so, then if our body is ill, we are recreating the ill body from instant to instant. If we place our intention on a healthy body, is it not possible to create that one instead of perpetuating the ill one? And I'll add the post question. What do we have to do to recreate moment to moment so our bodies are not ill?
Thank you, Gwen, for the question. One moment, please. A bit of integrated tuning here.
Are superimposed
conscious construct is involved with at the moment of creation. To be more clear, within the third dimension, one can have only a limited view of what is happening outside of the third dimension. When one starts to become more conscious of the continuity, of the continuation in between dimensions, one then is able to access the zero point consciousness, and one is able to stop time and alter space. In this way, the old laws of physical reality, the old laws of construct, begin to lessen their hold on the physical body. And in this way, one can start to, for example, move to metabolic changes. One can alter one's body temperature. One can alter the rate at which one physically ages or ceases to age, or actually moves the DNA to a place of the reversal of the death code. This is what, from our perspective, is being accessed in your realm at the present moment. There is a recalibration of the fallen code of the fallen matrix, which was inorganic in nature, and it was placed upon your field in the earth, in the terra earth place, as a kind of harness, as a kind of harness to siphon the life force from this very precious place. There is now a possibility, and indeed a movement and a shift towards the freeing and the lifting of these inorganic codes, these feelings, these siphoning patterns, which have held your entire population hostage for many thousands of years. You will start to see this more and more, particularly in those sectors of your life which bring the most compression and the most fear, primarily the monetary sector. As the monetary sector and the fear imprisoning sectors start to lose hold on the population, people will start to be able to access what is innately a God-given quality, and that is the perfection of health. This is the beginning of our address on this topic.
I just want to ask one more question on that topic for clarification. When a human is working with their conscious mind and they hear those words and they say, I want to move into that zero point where I can heal myself. From their conscious mind, willpower, intention, place, what can they do to move?
Thank you for your question. One moment, please. Precision of focus, quieting of the mind, and an abandonment, an absolute trust to the perfection inherent in the God Self. Stillness, going within, and a willingness to give self to God Self. A willingness to be as a child of the divine, in the hands of the divine, when one acts with all one's heart, that which one acts with the sincerity of the innocence of a child shall be granted unto the soul, for the soul is the child of the divine. It is your God self. You are a child of the divine. You are of God's source. And when you unify your heart with God's source cannot but help answer your call. When you plead from the heart and cry from the heart, you, fully expecting an answer, shall be answered in the highest way of God's source, through self, through the architecture of the high self, and in the physical experience of the body-mind-spirit complex. The perfect health attunement, the perfect resonances, the perfect frequencies, the healing modalities, the persons, places, things, practitioners, helpful persons, helpful associations, helpful locations, these shall start to come very effortlessly into the field, as if you are perfectly electromagnetically attuned to that which is your beingness, your ground of being, as an electrical pulsing blue star, child of wisdom, that which you are evolving toward. You, as a collective race on this planet, are attenuating and understanding and integrating those aspects of your galactic heritage. You are opening the blueprint, the multidimensional aspect, the multidimensional galactic cosmic conduit, the library of source, which is in your very genetic blueprint. It is in your DNA. And as you trust in this, you shall be moved daily, hourly, minute by minute. When you trust the divine essence which is you, and trust that you are guided, every moment in your life becomes as an articulation of God's source. Every moment in your life becomes perfect. Every moment in your life becomes sanctified and becomes an orchestration of the divine mandate of the God of Christ, of the love light which is in you. When you choose yes, when you choose God, when you choose the Christ within, you are making magic miracles happen in your DNA. You are firing your intergalactic codes. You are opening your celestial avenues and not only healing yourself, healing everyone and everything and every location you come into contact with. You are not in your body by accident. You are not in your relationship by accident. You are not in your friendship by accident. You are not in your physical dwelling location by accident. You are not traveling to various places by accident. You are not drawn to various places by accident. All is purposeful. All is connected. These places, persons, things, situations, circumstances draw you. Some draw you more powerfully than others. When you consecrate yourself to planetary and God service in the Christed light, the planet herself articulates and calls back and calls forth to you and issues a clarion call. She issues a beacon to come to those places, persons, and things which require at that moment your servicefulness. You are a light activator. You are a light beacon. You are a light sentinel. You are a light house, a walking light house. You must understand when you go to a place, for example, we use particulars, your Starbucks, your Whole Foods, your Exxon station, you are actually anchoring tremendous light and life currents in these places. You shall find yourself drawn to go to particular places and simply sit and have something to drink or eat and simply hold the space, simply anchor the energy and watch. Give yourself permission to be in public. Give yourself permission to allow associations with persons you do not know. Allow those magic interactions, those magic synchronistic ties to unravel and to form anew at ever higher levels. This is the beginning of our answer to you. It is indeed a momentous opening and very exciting and very fun time. And we would end this part of the question with saying, if you want to know if you are on the right track, if you are having fun, if you are in joy, you are indeed on the right track. Joy is extremely powerful. It is extremely contagious. And it is where God and Christ are calling you to go.
Thank you. And we have Cindy asking the question. Are you there, Terry?
Yes.
Although Cindy did not, I wonder, I don't know which Cindy that is. Maybe we have to know because it's a personal question, okay? I'm going to ask this question from Deb in Austin, Texas. And it's kind of going on the same track as the previous question. And she says, it's a universal question, which it is for many people. Why do I feel so stuck in the mud? What is the biggest stumbling block for me right now? If there are any angels to be pushed my way, push. I'll catch and hug. Maybe she'll be on after we finish and Carla's here. But why do I feel so stuck in the mud? And why do people feel stuck in the mud? And, of course, how do they get unstuck?
Thank you. We bring in some of the elements of the answer from the last question, in that having faith to move beyond the rigid structures that one finds themselves in, into the ability to move and to flow, and to have faith that there is an ability beyond holding on to the rigid structures that one finds themselves in, including the rigid structures of the body, the rigid structures of the surroundings, the rigid structures
within the consensus reality, to know that one can move beyond them into the flow, of creation, where one is before the rigid structures and one is before they have been set up. One is senior to them, and one can then work to change the elements of them. One can look upon the rigid structures, but know that one is not the rigid structures, and can sense the ability to change the rigid structures, to change the body structure, to make the body more beautiful, to take the facial structure and to move it into a more beautiful configuration, that one is senior to the stucknesses, to the structures, to the fixed structures, that one has the ability to step beyond them and to have control over them, and to almost chuckle because these are the building blocks that one may form and one may use in the creation of their life as they create it to their specifications, if they create it to eliminate the things they do not wish to be there, the pain in the back, the situation that one is having with another, that in looking at it from a senior position can be worked with, and looking down upon it, know that it can be handled, and it can be caused to change and flow into the configuration that is for one's own highest good, as well as for the highest good of the others.
Thank you. We have a question. I'm going to answer this question from Cindy, because I just asked it, and I don't know which Cindy it is. And the question is, I've noticed synchronicity for me is huge lately. Will this continue to increase over time? If so, how long before we all have these strong ESP powers I've heard about? And I'm going to answer that. And the reason your synchronicity is huge is because you are tuning in to the very energies we're talking about. When you do that, things start to happen by magic. They're not really by magic. You're creating them, but you're creating them outside of your conscious awareness, but through your intent. You're being the result of exactly the processes that our sources were just talking about. And when you ask, will this continue to increase over time, and how long before such and such, you're now moving right off of it. You're giving up your power to an outside source to think that you're not creating those synchronicities at your highest level. And you think as soon as it's so subtle that as soon as you move off it, you reduce the ability to create them and even stop it. You are the source here. And you, by careful observation, you learn how to stay in that place where it keeps getting stronger. I remember there was a period of time when I was younger and I felt very alienated and I was playing music. And then I would go in front of an audience and for quite some time no one ever paid attention to me. It was like I was invisible. And then I did it and I had this magic moment where everything connected. I could feel everybody with me. And it's like at the moment that occurred the first time, I got all excited. I said, oh, God, they're all with me. Immediately, as soon as I thought that, I lost it. And they started talking to each other again. And so I had to learn that, you know, I'm kind of demonstrating that ability on these calls. At the moment that everyone is with you, you just take it in stride and keep learning how to work with that energy. You don't get excited and say, wow, I'm having synchronicities. Wow, I'm a zero point. Wow. Because you blow it. You move right off of it at that point, and then you come back on. But you'll learn because you keep going back and forth. Each of us is doing that. And for some of you, you think, this is impossible. I'll never have this. And then suddenly you have a moment where you get it, and the chances are you'll get it, move off of it, and then you'll say, what happened? And then you'll get it again. And then after a while, you'll hold it. And you're creating the speed by your ability to observe, react, and discern. And also learning the things that you participate with in your life that pull you off center. Because there's certain things that support that higher flow and other things that don't. And you may have to let go of the things that don't, because if you keep participating in them, they'll keep you in a lower, a timeline. So this is part of your learning experience, to observe things very, very carefully and get your discernment razor sharp. So you know, this is good, this is what I don't want to do, this is what I want to do, this person is a good person to hang out with, this one isn't. And you know, you'll make mistakes, but learn how to read your mistakes. And the faster you do all of that, the faster it'll happen. It is in your hands. It's not in the shift's hands. It's not in the evolution of mankind's hands. It's not in the Elohim's hands. It's in your hands by sharp observation, good decisions, high dedication, that you make these things happen. Next question here is, I'm going to ask this one for Terry, okay? And this is from Dave Groh. And his question is that when Fukushima first happened, it was forecast to be hundreds of times worse than Chernobyl. And there was a lot of things saying this was potentially going to be a world-class disaster, that life was going to end in North America, and much of the world was at risk. And Dave's question is, were higher beings responsible for reducing the harmful radiation effects of this accident? And I guess he could mean the Elohim group, the Ra group, or even ET groups. And Terry, would you like to address that?
Yes. Although the results from the Fukushima incident were and still are severe, they were lessened by the prayers of individuals. We went in and we blanketed the area with vibrations to help to disintegrate some of the activity, detrimentalness, and this cut it down to some degree. We are in a kind of a situation where we do not wish to totally eliminate problem, as it is mankind's problem, and they need to know that what they are doing has harmful results. We do not wish to go behind them cleaning it up and not letting them realize the seriousness of their handling of the energy problems. These have consequences and they need to be able to see the results of their action, yet the innocent people in the surrounding area do not deserve the detrimental results that their ineptitude has been bringing. And so we have taken a balance in helping to lower the radioactivity level and to lower the problem and to increase the resistance of the people to be able to handle a radioactive situation.
Thank you. Ron Watt has sent the question, what is the best way to get out of a financial rut? Let me start to handle that myself. And if I don't feel I do a good job, we'll ask Daphne to add to it. You know, one of the things that happens is you're being taught to detach from the issues in your life. And when you're in a financial rut, there is a predisposition to go into panic, fear, lots of things. And while you're in all those feelings, you can't create the pathway out of the rut. So the first thing you have to do is, to the best of your ability, handle those feelings. Like, do something just to the right, to the left. Go out. Have a good time. See if you can afford a cup of coffee. And then sometimes even if you're in a family, spend a night in a motel by yourself. Everyone will get mad at you, but go ahead and do it. Detach yourself so that you can look at the situation from outside of it and see what is potentially there. Because right now, if you can hold a spirit of joy in your space, so many other people are not doing that, even business people, even people with businesses, that if you have talents to do something and you hold that spirit of joy, they will want you because you will uplift them. And they're in their own states of anxiety. And if you're looking for a job and saying, woe is me, God, life is hard, everyone's rejecting me, you're going to continue creating that. So you've got to rise above your situation. You've got to rise above the fear and the anxiety. And then you have to think creatively as to where to go with that. And maybe that means making 100 phone calls a day. Maybe it means making 100 phone calls tomorrow and talk to people out of a sense of confidence, not like desperation. Like, don't call somebody and say, I really need a job. I don't have any money. Even have that in your voice. Call people with the confidence that you have something to offer them. But if you're going to have that confidence, you've got to believe you have something to offer. You know, call them and say, I have a really good attitude. I'm really glad. I want to come to work. I have all these qualities. And if you have an opening, you won't be sorry if I'm your guy. Can I fill out your application? You have to say that from your own authenticity, though. You have to believe it because it's true. Even if you don't believe it, it's true. But you have to find the place where it's true and put that energy out. And you will be head over shoulders over all those mournful people out there that are feeling desperate and broke. And even if you're desperate and broke, you don't have to feel that way. And you know what? It's 7:53. Let me see if there's another question here. It's a short one that we could ask. This is probably not a short one. Daphne, you'll have to answer this in a short way. We have about 3 to 4 minutes, and then we're going to have to cut off. And then Carla's going to be on. So those of you that want to hang on, we're going to have Carla on for about a half hour afterwards. And the question is, and we might have to ask this another time. We'll see what the answer is. Does the evolution of our planet hold up or advance the evolution of the universe or our galaxies? And are we tied in with other planets and holding it up? It's probably a big question there. But let's have a short answer, and we'll cover it again at another time if it looks interesting.
Thank you for your question. One moment, please. We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. This is the Council of Ra'an. In response to your question, this is indeed at the core of everything you are now experiencing as a population in the ascension modality. As above, so below. Everything is frequency. Everything is vibration. Everything is harmonic or dissonant. Understanding this, there are a multiplicity of layers. There are a multiplicity of interactions between frequencies and dimensional constructs. The Earth herself is a sentient being. She herself has her own evolutionary pathway and her own evolutionary course. She has her own evolutionary timeline. The sentient human beings, the body, mind, and emotional constructs of the beings, they themselves have their own unique courses and their own unique signatures. Each and every human being, each and every animal being, each and every plant and mineral kingdom being, essence, is on an evolutionary journey with its own evolutionary and soul signature. There is paramount in this realm that of the free will. As such, one does not go faster or slower than one will. However, there are overriding laws of time codes and time frequencies. The Earth, Gaia, has decided, you might say in human parlance, she has gone on to the fourth dimensional realm. She is vibrating now at the frequency of the Christ, of the love light vibration. This is anchoring now in her 1D construct. This is anchoring now in her 1D construct. This is the electromagnetic, this is the light grid, the Christed Gaian grid, which crisscrosses your entire globe. In essence, this group in particular is working with the grid primarily in the North American plate system, extending also into Canada and into the South American region. There is also connection to the grids there is an architecting through the resonance and frequency of this group, which is of a soul essence vibration. There is a soul frequency architecture of this group, which has decided to move with Gaia into the fifth dimensional harmonization. The fifth dimensional harmonization, the fifth dimensional soul constructing, the intergalactic bridge conduiting, this is the project that is happening now with the body-mind-spirit complexes of the people on this particular telephone frequency. Architecting this bridge, architectonic structure, is precipitating in the now, in the Christ consciousness. We applaud you. We applaud you from the celestial realm. You have undertaken a very, very noble gesture. You have infiltrated very dense frequencies, very dense frequencies of the 1, 2, and 3D realm with the requisite love light vibration of the Christed light in order to move the sentience from the realm.
You'll have to excuse me. We're going to have to say goodbye to BBS because they have another show coming on. This is a great topic, and maybe we'll do this on a Monday and do a whole show on how we impact other realms by our own evolution. And forgive me for cutting our sources off here. And BBS, you can now disconnect us. We are, is Carla on the line?
I am.
We're going to have, you can stay on the line, and we have a special thing we're doing with Carla. Some of you know what it is. And if you're on BBS, you can look at our email that we sent that has the phone line. You're welcome to check into it, and we will see you all Sunday when we do our grid healing. And thank you for being here and being part of this, how shall we say it, exercise of transmutation, of upliftment of the energies of ourselves and our planet. And on that note, I'm going to turn our tape recorder off. We will tape this. And just a moment. We are.
Your conference recording has stopped.